This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Damon Evans. Damon, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I feel better, fellas. It's always good coming off a win, but don't want to rest on that. We still got a lot of work to do, but it's good to get a win over USC, and it was a great homecoming weekend.
And as John Harbaugh would say, time to start stacking stuff. But, you know, as a 50-plus year Maryland fan, 13-year season ticket holder, wearing a Maryland shirt as we speak, I was thinking, here we go again. Penalty here on a missed field goal. The guy fumbles the block kickoff. But then pull that thing out. In understanding the malaise that, or the self-inflicted damage, to watch them persevere and do what they have to do with Edwards culminating in a touchdown. How proud were you of not only the effort, but the fact that there was no quit and they came back and finished off a high-named team, shall we say?
Well, the fact that there was no quit is what stood out to me. Locks continues to say that this team continues to believe, and they continue to fight, and that was evident on Saturday. We saw some things go against us, and this team just has an unbelievable will to keep moving ahead and a belief in themselves, and that makes you feel good moving forward. What I did like that was very, very interesting to see at the end of the game that when we didn't get that last drive and they got in field goal range, not only did we block the field goal, but then the lateral to move up the field, but then to finish it off with a drive to score, but then right after that to stop them and not even allow them to attempt a field goal to get them out on downs. I thought that was a great sequence and showed a lot of mental fortitude for our team, and hopefully that will carry over into the Minnesota game.
And Damon, you talk about mental fortitude. How about Billy Edwards Jr. the entire season? He replaces Leah Tungavaiola, who set all the Maryland passing records, now playing professionally. For him to come in and maybe even in some level exceed what Leah has done, watching Billy Edwards this season has meant what for you?
I'm happy for him and excited for him because he is that individual who stuck with this program, who waited his turn, whether he was a backup or now a starter, has shown the same level of leadership. The players rally around him, and that makes you feel good that good things are happening for a young man of his caliber. Billy has been very, 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 very good for us. What he did this past weekend was amazing in and of itself. And I just wish good things for him and our team, and I'm grateful that he's our quarterback.
Hey, Damon, you know what? The thing that I was looking forward to watching in that SC game was because the Northwestern, you know, the way that finished out the fourth quarter was terrible. Did they quit? Did they give up on the coaches? And that's what I wanted to see, you know, coming into this game. And like you and Bob had just kind of talked about, yeah, there was no fight. There was no quit. And that, to me, was the most impressive thing, like you said, Damon, because they backed the coaches. That's what it told me. It told me that they believe in what the coaches are telling them.
Absolutely. The locker room is still intact. The locker room is together. When you come off of a loss like Northwestern, and that's nothing against Northwestern, but the way that we played was unacceptable. It was not the level or the standard to which we'd like to play. And a team can go one or two ways. And I think a lot of people thought we were going to go in a different direction. But those young men said, hey, wait, let's try to fix this thing. We know who we are. We know what we're capable of. And we were able to – that USC team is a good football team. I want to remind everyone, I think at the beginning of the year they beat LSU. They almost beat the number three team in the country, and Penn State took them to overtime. Went to Michigan and gave Michigan a fight, and they've lost some very, very close games, like a lot of teams have struggled with. And for us to come out and take it to a national power and win in the manner in which we did, kudos to the kids. Kudos to Locks as well. Locks has taken a lot of hits here as of late. Let's not, you know, people jumping off the bandwagon, people saying things about Locks. And you know what? He kept his head down. He made some adjustments. And so far, those adjustments worked out this week. And he admitted that there are more that need to be made. And I believe that he'll continue to look for ways to better position us to win. But, man, what a great weekend we had.
Now, Damon, like when you meet with him on Monday, because you said you guys meet every Monday, when you meet with him on Monday, being like the leader, like now you kind of like, all right, Lox, you know, what are we doing? You know, don't rest on that, Laurel. What are we doing? What are you telling him? Like, all right, what else do we got to improve upon? Because the Gophers, they beat SC too.
I think you learn more in a win sometimes than you do in a loss. I don't like us to get, oh, well, we won the game, everything's okay.
Right.
There are a lot of things in that game that we needed to fix. I mean, the 12 men on the field on the field goal, that was significant because that led to 7 points. And there's some other things in the game that transpired that we've got to fix. So sometimes the best time to learn and to look at yourself in the mirror really hard is when you win. And that is something that we'll continue to focus on here. Make no mistake about it. Going to Minnesota on the road, they're what I call a heavy-handed team. You know, the line's going to be very, very good, and they're going to protect the quarterback. They're going to be fundamentally sound. And we've got to go up there and play well. And I do want to give kudos to our offensive line this week. I think we picked up the blitz quite well against USC. They're a heavy blitzing team. We gave our quarterback enough protection. But again, while I say that, there are things that need to be worked on there. So we've got to keep working, keep tweaking things, and just position ourselves to have an opportunity to win.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, as he does every Wednesday, transitioning to basketball, men's in particular, November 4th. You mentioned the great weekend that it was, Hall of Fame weekend for Maryland Athletics. Hey, Lonnie Baxter was inducted, two-time regional MVP, two Final Fours, national champion. Trying to harken back, Damon, to the days where it was a bad year if Maryland only made the Sweet 16, air quotes. So as you look at this roster, it's been reconstructed. We talked about it last week, but some exciting new pieces. How excited is Kevin Willard for the upcoming season here?
Well, I think Kevin's very excited. Anytime you get to start a new year and coming off a year in which we all wanted to do much better, not making the tournament is not where we want to be. Making the tournament here at the University of Maryland should be a foregone conclusion. I believe that much in our basketball team, our rich history and tradition here, and that's what the fans expect. So I know that Willard's excited because he's retooled his roster. He's got some newcomers in Derek Queen and Malachi Palmer and Jacoby Gillespie and Selton Miguel and many, many, many more. And I think we're going to give ourselves a really good opportunity. We're going to open up on the 4th against Manhattan and continue to build from there. And just want to do something to make our fans proud and put a product on the court that resembles what Maryland is all about.
All right, Damon, what about the other fall sports, soccer, lacrosse, and then don't forget about Brenda Freeze's season starting too.
Well, Brenda she's a remarkable coach. Start the season off ranked 18th in the preseason poll, and going to start off at UMBC on November 4th, so the same day as the men play. And when you have someone like Cheyenne Sellers and returning along with Bree McDaniel, we're excited. But the newcomers, I think the depth that she's been able to establish is going to be really, really good. So we're excited about that. And then we have our basketball tip-off dinner this Thursday here at Xfinity where fans are invited. The info's on umterps.com. But the story of the fall thus far, fellas, the story of the fall is a man that goes by one name. And that's Sasho, our head men's soccer coach, ranked number 2 in the nation with a 12-game unbeaten streak and a record of 8-1-5. Just has really pulled this thing together, so I'm excited for him. Nissi Maharagan field hockey ranked number 6 with a 10-4 record coming off a 2-0 win over number 7 Michigan. So a lot of good things are happening here. Wrestling is going to get started with their red black event on Friday. At 7 p.m. So we just got to keep fighting, keep grinding, fellas, and doing things the Maryland way.